Blog Talk Radio.
Kansas. I am your host, Mike Cadell, broadcasting from the garage in North Jefferson County, Kansas. You're welcome to call in. We're going to have some fun tonight. I'm telling you, it's Saturday night special. I'll tell you about what happened last night, if you give me your ears. In the meantime, let's play some music, a little bit of music. We'll take calls, by the way. We're taking calls all night. 646-716-8652. Broadcasting out here outside the garage with the crickets and the dogs. Got a little story going on about bumblebees. Bumblebees and dogs, they don't mix. They don't mix, folks. Here's Lester Brown. He's going to leap in, and I'll be right back with you in just a few minutes. Can you imagine your grandma and grandpa's getting all hot and lubricated over that, folks? That is jazz, Lester Brown. What a good one, man. We're working on the phone numbers here. We got two 913s open. Hold on, let me see who's coming on here. Hello, 913. You're on.
Yes, this is 913.
Yeah.
Are we just on a number basis now? No names.
Oh, this must be Sister Ann.
Yeah. No, I'm 913.
913.
Now
I heard 913, you were out on the East Coast this week, and then you were here at Overland Park in front of Dennis Moore's.
Yeah, I went to Netroots Nation. It was really awesome.
Tell us, I'm really interested. I know you were there, and I was real curious about what former Vermont Governor Howard Dean had to say. I like that guy. Even though I'm a radical, I like that guy.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. It was neat. We had Bill Clinton on Thursday night, and then 12 hours later, Howard Dean. That was pretty neat, having the two of them. And Howard, he didn't really give a talk. He answered questions, and this being bloggers, it was all techie, and people were tweeting questions and putting them on Facebook and all kinds of neat. That was kind of cool. But he said that we really need to spend the next 8 to 10 weeks lobbying on this health care reform, and it's really critical.
What does that mean, lobbying, Ann, Sister Ann?
Calling our Congress representatives and getting our friends to call and writing them letters and emailing them.
Uh-huh.
He did say that he thought emailing was better. He said that the phone calls, they're just so overwhelmed with phone calls sometimes that they just kind of don't pay attention to them. So he thought email was the new way, and that was a better way to get a hold of them, especially the Senate.
He didn't say to go out there and nonviolently take on the teabaggers outside of all these town halls.
Well, he did talk about them. He said something very interesting. He said that about the protesters at the town halls. He said that they are there they're angry for three reasons. He said it's not about health care. That they're angry because the GOP runs on anger. And he said Carl Rove even polls on it. He does anger polls when something like
anger
this is happening. He pulls the anger. Yeah. And he said that these people are angry because more people under the age of 35 voted in the last election than in any election in history. And so a new generation has taken charge and they don't like it. And if you look at the faces of these rallies, they're largely older people.
Wait a minute. I think that's right. Isn't that right? A lot of young people got involved this time, didn't they?
Huh? Lots more than any other election. And they're older people that are there doing, there have been a few, like that young little twitty housewife a couple weeks ago and that girl the other day at the Barney Frank thing. Wasn't that a hoot? That was comparing Obama to Hitler to a Jewish congressman. That was intelligent.
They're terrible. That painted face.
But for the most part, they're older people. Yeah. Anyway, so he said that was the first reason is the anger. And he said, secondly, these people did not vote for Obama, and they feel threatened because, their candidate didn't win. And then thirdly, he said the third reason is that they're mad because there's a black man in the White House. No, let's face it. This is about.
Yeah, he said that. Now I agree.
He didn't say that. He said the color in the White House has changed. The color in the culture, and it's a threat to them. It's a big paradigm shift for them. They said that the protests are definitely not about the bills. This is a generational change, and new folks are in power, and they're freaking out.
Well, 250's on the line. You got any questions for Ann? She was out in the East Coast, and she was here most recently at Dennis Moore's office.
Today.
Tell us about what happened today, can you, Sister Ann?
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Well, we found out today was called recess rally, and the teabagging folks were having recess rallies at all their congressmen's offices across the country, and so we found out they were going to be at Dennis Moore's office, and we decided to organize and be there. We had a huge turnout, probably about 200 people, And
on their side or what?
On our side. On our side. Now, I just looked, and they're reporting a total of 350 on Michelle Malkin's website. They all check in and give their numbers. Well, there's no way they had 350. There might have been 350 there all together, including us. But.
This is in Overland
anyway,
Park.
Yeah, this is in Overland Park, and we were on one side of the street, and they were on the other. It was interesting. Lots of cops. The cops were very concerned, and we did suggest to the police that they probably needed to run those people through metal detector because we felt for sure that several of them were probably packing.
Well, they always brag about it. They're carrying guns in Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know.
They're happy to carry guns.
Because when the cops were telling us what to do and how they wanted to keep us separate for our own safety, we said, you don't have to worry about us. We're not the violent ones. They're the violent ones.
Yeah.
Run them through a metal detector. But it was a great rally. It went on for about 3 hours, and we had a couple of our young folks show up and stand right in the middle of the teabaggers with signs saying we love teabagging. I got a great picture of them. Yeah,
I got that. I'm going to put it up on the blog, on the flyer later.
And they had another sign that says
that. Teabagging is the young people, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, 5-0.
I don't think we can talk about that on the radio, can we?
Well, what the hell? They put it in a movie. I mean, come on. Teabagging my drum set, you know?
Yeah, really?
Well, congratulations, Ann. That's pretty cool that you...
Thanks.
Keeping us informed what's going on in the limo. I have a sister here who wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Mark Cantell in Leavenworth, and I think this
actually,
is Danny.
My girlfriend, but she wants to talk to you, Ann.
Okay.
Is this Danny?
Yeah.
Danny?
Yeah.
Talk. Help. Meet Sister Ann. Danny, meet Sister Ann.
You go, girl.
Oh, thank you. You go, too.
That's awesome. I want to go to some of that stuff with you.
You guys should. They're probably going to do it again.
Well, that is
they're all revved up. They're fired up and ready to go. They're hate. They're good at hating, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
They just not intelligent at all. The way the police had it set up, they had to walk across the street from us to get to their rally, and they would stop and yell at us. Now, how smart do you have to be to stand and yell at like 200 people across the street who don't agree with you?
Well, hey, you guys are pretty violent.
Yeah, that's right. And we yelled back at all of them. We said, you're giving up your Medicare now, aren't you?
Well, yeah,
now be sure and let them know you don't want your Medicare. That's socialized medicine. That's real evil stuff there.
Yeah, not even.
And then a couple of them, they came over. We didn't go over to their side. Well, we did have the infiltrators, but, they were peaceful. Anyway, they came over, a couple of guys with that Obama Joker picture, and they had it sticking out of their pants pocket. And I looked at them, and I said, hey, you know what? If you believe that and you're proud of it, then you need to hold it up. You don't need to be hiding it in your pocket.
Right.
So the guy took it out of his pocket and held it right in front of my face, like real intimidating.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, sisters, could you tell me, in a play conversation, what do you think's going on? Isn't that a parody on the Batman movie or what?
Yeah, it is. But it's white. I think it's very racist. And I think they think it's racist, too. I don't think it has anything to do with Batman.
I think it's
I don't think they're sophisticated enough to. Nah, I just think it's racist. I really think deep down, their whole motivation is that there's a black man in the White House. I think that's all there is to it. Look at all the racist emails they're sending out, and the White House with watermelons on the lawn. And
yeah, there's no question about that, but why the Joker?
Because they think Obama's a Joker. I don't know.
An anarchist? Didn't the character in the movie, didn't that guy eventually kill himself or something? Ethan, what was his name? In the movie, I'm really trying to figure out the psychological motivation. Who would make that? Because it's everywhere. I see it on YouTube.
Apparently, some college kid drew it, and put it on a tweet that he sent out or something, and it just kind of went viral. See, they have finally figured out how to use the internet.
Because
they're a couple years behind us on the information curve, and they finally figured that out. So now they're kind of dangerous because they know how to communicate electronically. You know, Sarah Palin's on Facebook.
You know,
you're on.
Yes. Hello.
You're on air. Yes, you're on. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize to me. I think it's very good what's going on. You know, we're talking about the healthcare reform. And the Republicans are talking about the death panel.
Yeah.
Well, I can think of a few Republicans that, if that was true, that with the healthcare reform bill did have a death panel in it, which it don't, by the way. I read 3200 quite extensively. But if it did have it in there, I can think of a few Republicans that we could put on, you know, put up a nomination for on that panel that discuss that they should be put to death.
I like that idea.
Yeah, if they're saying it, well, maybe it is there. But,
I found a T-shirt today that says death panels, Blue Cross, Aetna, Cigna, WellPoint, United Health.
they really have
death panels.
Yeah, and they're talking about this. They're talking about this stupid shit like co-op healthcare. Now,
yeah,
Blue
that's
Cross,
bullshit.
Blue Cross Blue Shield was started off as a co-op, right?
Mm-hmm. So did Kaiser.
Yeah, well, Blue Cross Blue Shield which is nationwide a name. If you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, you're the shit, you know. But the thing of it is that it started off as a co-op, as a non-profit health insurance organization. And right now, their profits are, you know, last time I checked, which is about 3 weeks ago, Blue Cross Blue Shield's profits were almost under $6 billion.
Yeah. Their CEOs, all of these insurance companies, Blue Cross and all of them, they pay their CEOs like these Wall Street bankers give the bonuses out to their top people.
The CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield gets paid $1.5 billion a year.
Yeah.
Now, so let's try co-ops? I don't think so. I'm standing behind the public option. And I said this back in 08, and I believe Mike can back me up on this. When we were doing the presidential campaigns, we were talking about issues, and health care came up. And I told him that Obama is systematically going to get rid of the health insurance corporations. And people said, well, how is he going to do that? Well, I go, he's not going to say, you know, we're going to get rid of the private enterprise of health insurance, but we're going to offer a government option, which is the public option, health insurance. And people, government agencies such as school districts, which I work for, city employees, anything that takes funds from the federal government will have to take the public option. And eventually, through the process of evolution, we will evolve and take out the private sector of health insurance. Anything that has what really just knocks me on my ass is that when they call it the health insurance industry.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, isn't that sort of an oxymoron? In industry. That's, to me, industry is like making steel or making cars.
Well, making something work.
Yeah, well, yeah. And this is the healthcare industry because it's a capitalist. And I'm not going to stand out there because I believe in capitalism to an extent. But when the capitalists start taking people's health and making money off of it,
yeah, that's what's going on here. I mean, we need to reform these insurance companies. There was a lady at the Moore thing today that had a big sign and had the salaries of the CEOs of like 10 of the insurance companies. That's all she had on her sign. It was great. That's where the problem is.
Did any of the teabaggers or the people that are so scared of their taxes being cut on the other side of the street, did they have any reaction to those CEO salaries?
No, because the police did a pretty good job of keeping this separate. Now, there were a few of them who came over to our side and kind of tried to get into it with us, but the cops ran them off right away. They yelled over at us, you know, and they just yelled stupid things like, we don't want Obamacare, and Obama's a socialist, and that kind of stuff. I have to watch the news to know what they said, yeah. Just hate. You know, and one of the people in our group said that we should study the pictures and count how many times the word no appeared on their signs. Because it's just about what they don't want. You know, they've never told us what they do want. And are any of you aware of a Republican plan for health care reform? I'm not.
Well,
I mean, do they have any suggestions? They can't admit. They don't want to admit the system's broken. But, you know, that you just can't deny the system is broken. We all know that.
Well, the system's been broken for quite a few years.
Yeah, it's been broken for a long time.
Yeah, well, at least eight.
You know what? Here, let me tell you something. I got two kids. I have a 26-year-old and an almost 31-year-old. And when the 31-year-old was born, it cost the hospital bill. We didn't have any insurance. The hospital bill was $1,000. 5 years later, when my 26-year-old was born, it was $4,000. Exact same. I was in the hospital the same length of time, same, no comp, you know, just standard delivery. So it had gone up 400% in 5 years.
Huh.
And that's insane. And that was 26 years ago.
Well, I know. And nowadays, I checked it out. I mean, there's young Republican couples. You know Brian, Mark.
Yes.
Brian, he had a baby just... three years ago, and it was like $6,000, $7,000 just for the delivery. And if she had stayed in the hospital, it would have been $10,000, $12,000.
Yeah.
And that's with insurance. And the insurance didn't cover it, half of it. You know, it's a mess. It's a horrible mess. And this is a Republican working class family that's experiencing this trauma. It's real trauma.
It is
people.
Trauma. It's very sad.
I'm trying to figure out why these people like Lynn Jenkins. Now, I'm on the board, full disclosure here. I'm on the board for the Kansas Progressive Caucus. Hey, right on, man. But
Really,
we need it now more than ever. But in all honesty, Lynn Jenkins has been parading around the 2nd Congressional District here in Kansas, and it's been sort of a comedy because she came to Oskaloosa last Tuesday, and I was there, and the newspaper, the local newspaper guy was there. We only have one newspaper in this county, and we were all there, and I watched him write the story, and I read the story, and it came out yesterday, and basically he even confirmed that all she was doing was attacking Obama's health care plan, and she had nothing to offer.
Right. Like I said, it's the party of
she
no.
She never said anything about what she's going to – she said at one point she said in the meeting that – and it was all just an attack, and even the people there were, for lack of better terms, teabaggers. I mean, it was a very safe crowd for Lynn Jenkins, and it was really basically talking about how – we don't want bureaucrats government takeover of health care because it will bring bureaucrats between you and your doctor. Now I got
there are already bureaucrats in insurance companies who are doing that very evil thing.
That's right. The insurance companies are nothing but huge bureaucracies.
Right,
and
they're making money off of it. At least a government bureaucrat wouldn't be pocketing a bonus at the end of the day because he denied the surgery that I need.
And Dr. Bill Roy, you know, he's saying this. You know, these people, like even Obama, he's talking about them. They need to go to Canada. Now, Mark, you've been all around the world, Mark. You've seen health care.
Yep.
I mean, could you talk a little bit about what you've seen about healthcare in other countries and things that you've seen or what?
Sure. I was in in Australia. It's a pretty unique system they have down there is that they have clinics. It's required by the government that the medical clinics be established every four blocks. And you walk in, and they deal with it. You know, they take care of your health issues. It's a public health insurance. That's why I say in Australia and New Zealand. Excuse me for a minute. And then the Philippines, same thing. Government-sponsored health care. And what's sort of ironic about the Philippines is that, you know, we were a very strong influence in the government in the Philippines underneath Ferdinand Marcos. But it was his wife, believe it or not, Emilio Marcos, that started the free health care system in the Philippines. Even though she had 300 pairs of shoes, we have to, you know, sort of overlook that. But, you know, but she did start that over in the Philippines back in the 70s. Japan, same thing. You know, they do have private health care in Japan. It's an option.
Mm-hmm.
But three quarters of the people go with the government health care, and it's very it's a good health care system. You know, the best thing I can, you know, to elaborate on what I've seen around the world is the movie Sicko by Michael Moore.
Watched it again the other day.
That is probably one of the best things that to put the dart in the bullseye, so to say, to bring everything home. When you see that man that's, you know, stitching himself up at the very beginning of the movie because he couldn't afford to go in and have that stitched up properly by a surgeon, that's an eye opener. And then especially when he took three people from the 9/11 catastrophe. I'm not going to call it a terrorist act because that's another issue. But no, I don't. It's not a terrorist act. The 9/11 catastrophe, and he took three people who worked there and had to take them to Cuba to get their medical taken. I've been to Cuba. And let me tell you.
You never told me that. I knew you had been all over the place, but I didn't know you were in Cuba.
Yep, I've been there.
You're in the Navy. You're in the Navy. Why would you go?
No, I wasn't
in
the Navy. I went to Cuba. I was on my sailboat. Yeah.
Okay.
A friend of mine, Skip, and I, we'd go down and buy Cuban cigars and Cuban rum and bring it back in the States and make a huge profit off of it. So we were smugglers. But
you didn't have to say that, but that's okay, man.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So what was Cuba? How do you know? Did you actually see some health care? I mean, in Chicago?
Oh, yeah, I went to one of the clinics because I cut my leg really bad and had to get a couple stitches in it, and excellent. I walked in, the nurse came out and looked at the cut on my leg and took me back into a little room. Very clean, very sterile, very professional. Not too much English was speaking between me and her because she didn't know me, but when the doctor came in, he looked out and he goes, he goes, you're going to need a couple stitches. And I go, all right. Gave me some local anesthetic and stitched me up. And I said, well, how much? He goes, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. I'm not even from Cuba. I'm an American citizen. And he said, yeah, no, nothing. Don't worry about it, you know. Don't worry about it. That's how we do things down here. You know, and I would say that Danny just said, our country has no more human compassion than a snail has for slime. You know, This is not a country of us. This is a country of me, 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 me. I need to take care of myself. I need to take. I'm not going to take care of my neighbor down the street. I don't give a shit if he has a heart attack and he can't afford to have a bypass surgery and he dies and he's leaving his wife and three kids. You know, this is a country of greed, of selfish individuals, and we need to change that. We need to change that, especially with our healthcare system. And this is a starting point, and I said this in 08, and I will say it again. The healthcare reform is something that needs to be pushed through. We need public option. We need government control, government-regulated healthcare. We also need free education for our children. I mean, people are saying, well, our kids aren't doing this. You know, our country is in disarray. Well, because, good God, you're going to try to send a kid to college for $23,000, $24,000 a semester?
You know,
who can afford that? Who can afford that?
I want to tell you something. This is a public school up here, and a beautiful public school, and good teachers in North Jefferson County. Everybody's doing their best, you know. But it cost me $150 to get him in school.
Wait a minute. I understand. That's public school.
And I'm not down, but I'm just saying that's there's a lot of people that ain't got.
Don't pay it, Michael. I never paid it. When my kids were in school here, I just refused to pay it. I told them, I said, that violates my child's right to a free and appropriate public education. I'm not paying your money. And they said, fine.
Well, I've had the switchboard is totally full, and please hang on, and I'm going to open up the line with 785, and I have two 785s. Let's try to speak one at a time about the public option and public health care. You're all online, folks.
You better just stand back and let it roll.
I want to let people know that they're online, and this is a critical thing. You know, President Obama was on Blog Talk Radio this week, and I think that this is a critical battle, and I hate to sound this way because you know I'm a radical about this stuff, but, you know, I think really this is a grassroots issue, and people really need to, you know, come out, and I don't know. I don't know the answer about it. I really don't.
Mike, the answer is that we need public option health care. We need universal health care where everybody – because let me say something. Two years ago, the health insurance corporations were saying there are 47 million people without health care. Remember that, the big 4-7 number?
Yeah.
Well, today on CNN, the health insurance companies are now saying, well, maybe we exaggerated that number. It's probably only more like 40 million. And those,
well, who cares?
Well, that point, that's what I'm trying to say, is now they're saying, oh, shit, we're going to lose our money now. You know, and that's all this is all about, money. Money.
Have you noticed the health insurance companies are on commercials now? It goes on with sell your gold and bring your junk cars in and I mean, it's pathetic now that we're
seeing. Well, you know what's going to happen.
You can speak in. Please speak up one at a time. Go ahead.
What's going to happen is the Supreme Court's going to step in, and they're going to shut all this down because their major interest is the insurance's profits. And it's going to end up in the Supreme Court, no matter what President Obama's, you know, good intentions are. That's what's going to end up happening. They're not going to let it happen. The Supreme Court, because there is a thing called that the Senate can override whatever a president puts in, and it has.
Vice versa.
The Supreme Court can step in and override. I mean, get on your and familiarize yourself with the procedures and the ways of the Great White House.
You're saying that they're going to pass it, even though the Republicans are already saying we have to have a non-cloture filibuster-proof 60 votes in the Senate. We'll get this passed, and President Obama says we're going to get it we're going to get health reform. But now, and it has to go through the Senate. At the very end of this, it comes to the Senate. And, there, and now Grassley, Senator Grassley of, I believe he's Iowa. Isn't that Iowa, Annie? And hello, are you there, Ann?
Yeah, Ann? What? He, yeah, he's from
Senator
Iowa.
Grassley, Iowa?
Yes, he's Iowa.
And he's saying now today, he says it needs 80 votes.
Yeah, Rachel was talking about that on TV the other night. They've taken it up to 80 now.
80 votes to be a real
yeah.
law. Now,
changing the rules.
This guy that's online right now and talking, he's saying it's going to go to the Supreme Court. Now,
that's what's going to end up
happening. I don't know how they figure that.
How they go? Yeah, if its bill is passed by
Senate,
it's
all about the best interest of the high, the people that really run our government. I mean, let's do a reality check here. Who really runs the government? It's called profiteer corporations, and it's been this way for years. And
you're saying we can't overthrow that. You're saying the Democratic majority of people that voted by John. You know, okay, not everybody voted on this on 2008, but we brought Obama in. It was a large majority, larger than most elections. And you're saying that now we have a majority in Congress going to make this, and you're saying the Supreme Court's going to stop it? I have a problem.
I'm not saying the Supreme Court's going to stop it. This is why he put Sotomayor in there. Sotomayor is his ace in the hole. Okay, I'm not saying that it's going to end up in the Supreme Court because of the Republicans.
Well, first place, it can't go to the Supreme Court unless it's a Constitution issue. It's not a Constitution issue.
It's going to become a Constitution issue of the corporation.
Well, maybe you should read the Constitution because the government is held bound to guarantee us the pursuit of life, pursuit, and happiness. That's
okay.
It. The pursuit of life.
Has the same civil rights, the constitutional rights, as a private citizen. It's called freedom.
It's not going to the Supreme Court. I'm sorry. It's not going to the Supreme Court.
Well, it's going to end up in the Supreme Court because the best
in the Supreme Court is if the health insurance corporations take it there because they're getting ready to go out of business and getting bankrupt. That's the only way to be in the Supreme Court.
Well, this whole nation's going bankrupt slowly. I mean, wake up. You take a
corporate
and get $4,500 of credit for a car that the government says they're going to recycle it. Now, wake up. This whole country
is bankrupt.
Our
government's
going bankrupt.
They're not
recycling those cars. They have to junk those cars. They can't be back on the road. They're not recycling them. They have to disable the engine.
They have to put stuff in the engine and
run
until it blows.
Exactly. It's called making it look good to the public, and the most Americans are so ignorant they do not look into the behind-the-doors activities of the people that they vote so ignorantly into office.
785.
Like
if you've
this
been,
president
been,
we got
you
now,
did.
Just like this president we got now is supposed to be the first black president, and he's not black. He should be the first multiracial president. Now, everybody bought into that. We had the highest rate of the African-American voters ever in the voting history of this country. Because
that's not true. 1935 was the highest.
And he was going to be the first black president, and he's not a black person. He is not an Afro-American. He is a multi-racial person.
Excuse me, I'm going to get off the race thing here. Does it really make a difference? Does it make a difference if he's black or white?
Yeah, really, what difference does that make?
Because it's part of the whole keep the people blind and ignorant.
I think you're racist.
I mean, come on.
I think you're racist.
I'm not racist. Why are you bringing this up because the facts are facts.
Oh, well, okay. John F. Kennedy was an Irishman.
That's like
that
saying me saying and I'm Italian and Jewish, and I'm not.
Well, JFK was Catholic.
I'm going out in front of a group of people saying that, so I know I'll win their votes over.
Well,
and that's what he did.
Think of it as 785. I think that Obama got in to become president. Fair and square, and the thing of it is his platform on the issues, which
well,
is one. We
my race is my I'm not racist, and
I've been
insinuated that I'm racist. The point is, I'm speaking merely on facts, and the facts is this country and the people in this country have been blinded with new cars, the great American dream of a house, a picket fence, two cars. That has been the tool that your system, and I said your
system,
because I do not have no faith in this government and this system and this country whatsoever.
I am not an answer person,
and I do look at the other side of the coin. And the other side of the coin is they keep you blinded.
Yeah.
With credit cards, with all this.
Let me say something.
Oh, come on. Wake up.
Let me say something.
Wake up. It's going to happen to the Supreme Court, and then it's going to get overturned because Sotomayor is his ace in the hole.
I'm going to mute this number. Now, I want to say something. I guess I got him. Now, there's another 785 online, but it must be just listening. And you're welcome to speak up. But I'm going to mute him only for one point, and that I wanted to say that obviously he doesn't like Democrats.
Okay,
and he's not a Republican either.
I'm going to read something. May I read something to you about from Robespierre of the French Revolution?
Robespierre.
Let me tell you how Robespierre explained when the French Revolution was finally over and the government was back to normal.
Well, I just want to let Sister Anne. Wait a minute. I want to let Sister Anne know that I appreciate her calling in, and this is going to go on and on, Sister. And if you want to listen in,
I'm
going to
hang up because I've got an early morning in front of me.
I know.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you for calling in and giving us your report. And
it's always a pleasure.
Hang on for a minute. I'm really big on trying to do something about Congresswoman Jenkins coming to KU this September 1st at 4 p.m. at the Bob Dole Institute, and I want to spread the word about that.
We're spreading the word. I told a bunch of people tonight. They're very interested.
Okay, I think we should nonviolently go in there and do and fuck them up.
I'm there.
And my girlfriend, Danny Gilbeth, wants to get you on her Facebook so she can communicate with you. So I'm gonna transfer you from my Facebook to her. Is that okay?
Okay.
Right. Cool. Anne's real good at this. And I'll put on our buddy back on. And thank you, Anne, for calling in.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Good night, Anne.
All right, 785, you're back on. And let's not try to bully everybody and speak, you know, and let's be nice, 785. I know you're a good guy. And by the way, there's another 785 on. I have no idea. It's very quiet, and that's okay. But you're on air, too. 785-477, you're on air also. 785-633, you're on air also. 913-250, you're on air. And anyone that wants to call in, you're welcome to call in and continue this conversation about Obama's health care reform. And the call-in number is 646-716-8652, and if it gets too heated, I'll just play some music. So go ahead, brothers.
All right. I want to say something about Robespierre during the French Revolution, and when they figured out that the French Revolution was over and everything's back to normal. And this is a Paris police report noted. The prostitutes are reappearing with their customary identity.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, our government doesn't run on the past old books from the French Revolution anymore. Otherwise,
well,
we'd be up in the White House taking
else.
It back.
Let me tell you something that is on the book from the French Revolution.
All that old revolution textbook stuff, you ain't gonna think. There's never gonna be a revolution because most of the American people are.
I'm not talking about revolution. I'm talking about what's happened. Here's another law. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me finish, please. Here's another law on the books from the French Revolution. All capitalists shall be monitored to ensure that their monies and their wealth do not impinge on the power of the government.
Amen.
I used to attend.
Now, have you read anything about the French Revolution? Anything about the French Revolution? Do you have any clue what the French Revolution was about?
Like the whores liked it.
Well, obviously.
Well, it was nice, and I'm listening to the program, but I refuse to be put down and called names. So, good night.
Oh, well. You should have just calmed down.
Well, that's all you had to do. Don't give up, brother. 785 in Topeka. Don't give up.
Oh, no. We have another line, 785-477.
He hung up.
You're on air also, and I'll be on just a minute. I'm just rolling me a cigarette and listening in. And amazing. Oh, wait a minute. We have another line. 816 is online also. Hold on. 816, you are online. Welcome to Radio Free Kansas, 816. Yes, do you have any comments, 816, about
Is this a town hall meeting, or what is this?
Yes, this is a town hall meeting.
It sounds about as ignorant as one.
Oh,
good call. Good call.
Where's the
part with you? Yeah, well, good call there, 816. It is. Ignorant is one. Let's talk about health care reform. This is what this show is supposed to be about today, tonight. So I'll start.
Well, how did it digress into this upside-down notion of race? What is this shit about Obama's not black, Obama's not white, Obama's white? What is all that?
That was a new one.
Does that have anything to do with health care?
I don't know if it has anything to do with reality. Last time I checked, Obama had the same DNA that you and I do. I think race is a socially constructed phenomena, and this person who's going on about black and white and like it's some kind of genetic thing or something. I mean, they're really ignorant. That's the easiest way to explain it. They're ignorant.
So they get on that channel, and they forget about the other thing. They get on that channel. It's like the birth certificate. Do we know about the birth? Have you heard about the birth certificate thing? Do you know about that?
Yahoo is forged.
Hey,
the great conspiracy is it was
they
forged.
They say it was forged. They say
he's
it was forged because he was
born
in Hawaii.
He was actually born
he's
in
Hawaii.
Yeah.
That makes him like brown, not black or white.
Right.
He's
and,
a shade
and,
of brown.
And he's brown
he's
and born in Hawaii. Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii is not part of the United States, so he's a foreign-born brown skin.
Wrong.
I guess.
This
what would you call
this
it?
This is a big deal. This
well,
is
like
a big deal.
Light,
this is
light
a big
brown.
Deal.
He's of the light brown race because he's like, that's a separate species than the black species or the white species because they're all just like
says about health care or ending the war in Iraq or bringing the troops home. That doesn't matter because it all matters about his skin color and his DNA.
Well,
and
okay,
where
not his race. It's not his
okay,
skin
I'm
color. It's his race.
I'm going to step in here. Okay.
Because
it's not us liberals or us leftists that's bringing up the race. It's the right and the conservatives bringing up the race. All
right. Well, last time I looked, Obama was a lot whiter than black, if you want to talk about culture.
I don't really
isn't,
give a shit.
Such
what
thing.
It is.
Well, Mark, there is no such thing as race, okay? That's
I know
that's
that,
totally.
Gene.
So, this other person obviously doesn't know that.
Well, that other
because
person...
Because Obama lied and said
he
was a black man.
That other person
thinks
he's an intelligent person, but he's...
Danny's talking in the background. Go, what?
I'm going to shut up here. I'm not going to talk over you.
All right? He says don't talk in the background. 477, you're online, too. You can speak up.
He's mad at me now.
Well, we don't care about that. I mean, we're trying to talk. What do you think? Do you think race, we're talking about health care reform. How about these people bringing up his birth certificate and his race? And it just keeps coming up over and over.
Well,
I
don't
think
that's what
you see outside.
Things to do with it. We voted him in. He's there. We need to back him up. That's the eye of it.
Yeah, it is. That I agree with you. Why don't you?
Well, I think he might be an alien from what I've heard.
Well, hey, maybe
I've
that's
heard that.
Exactly
he's not even a person.
Need.
He's an alien. He's not even an earthling. He's like from another planet somewhere. No one knows where. It's top secret. But
first
that's what I heard.
Are. I voted
people
for are. Grandpa Lizer, but I heard he wasn't even on the ticket.
Oh, well, I heard he's running in 2012. I think Palin's going to be his running mate, is what I heard. I heard that rumor, too. But
well, hey, I'll be campaigning for that.
I don't think Grandpa's an alien, but I think Obama might be an alien.
He sounded like he was from Alaska, you know, with Sarah Palin. I would see Grandpa Lizer.
Well, yeah, I think he was like... He's like
he could be from Alaska or
from
some
the
frontier.
Sticks out in the middle of Alaska. That's probably right. That's probably where he's from.
I think he's a frontiersman. You know, I think,
you know. he sounds like a frontiersman. I think he's
probably. But Grandpa Lizer is going to supply some corn whiskey.
Well, sure. That's the only health care he wants.
And it works.
So is it true? Is it true that you're going to be the campaign manager for Grandpa Lizer?
You're goddamn right.
All right. That's good.
We could start a machine. It could be a machine for Grandpa.
We can do it.
Grandpa's
you can start selling
machine.
Grandpa's corn whiskey. Is that what you're going to raise funds for?
Yeah.
Well, you have to pay taxes on that. He would probably not want to do that.
No,
I
don't
get the Republicans in on that.
These Republicans, they don't want to pay any taxes, you know.
No.
You know, they come out of the trailer parks here and they say, we don't have to pay any taxes. And I said, well, you don't pay any taxes now, you're not even working. And I'm like going, well, wait a minute, what are you worried about taxes? Obama, President Obama, that nigger president, says we got to make $250,000 before we pay taxes. I said, well, are you making $250,000 before you pay taxes? Goes, no. Someday I'm going to have me a jet aircraft, and I'm going to be like them CEOs at Goldman Sachs, and we're going to have to pay taxes, and I'm going to get... Now, have you figured that out? Why? How can they convince the gate-toothed crack addicts out of the trailer parks to come out, and the libertarians with their guns and all their guns, and oh, God, they all got guns. They'd rather spend money on guns than feed their children. But they come out and they're all upset because they can't. They're worried about taxes, and none of them make enough money to squat on. You know, I mean, it's
as long as they
can
drink
corn
whiskey and rub their guns.
How do they do that? Is it the belief that someday we're all going to get rich? Is that what it is? How do they convince these poor people, like at Overland Park today, outside of Dennis Moore's? Now, that's Johnson County, but really, I mean, how many of them do you think were out there protesting that made $250,000 a year?
Did you go to that, Mike?
No, but, I mean, Ann went and reported and sent me photographs. And,
right.
And none of those people out there looked like they were making $250,000 a year.
No, that's what baffles me.
No, but, you know, the main thing that they feel they have in common is they all firmly, strongly believe that they're white people. they actually believe that shit. They've been told that shit and they believe it. We're white people.
Well,
you deserve that.
Big deal. I'm a white person.
Really?
Well, do you think it really is?
Hey, can you look at your skin real close and tell me if the color's actually white?
Actually, I am Scottish, Irish, German, Croatian.
No, I'm asking about your skin color.
Indian.
Go get a white piece of paper and hold it up next to your skin and tell me if it even looks close to white.
I'm not white. I'm brown.
Yeah. You're not rich enough to be white, first of all. To be assimilated into...
Goddamn right.
No, Mike just pointed that out. These people are never going to be rich.
Well, I could be poor white trash, but I voted for Obama, and I'll back him 100%.
A $250,000 a year. I mean, that's what they're talking about, you know.
That's dreamy.
There's a couple years I made that much money, me and my wife. And
taxed the shit out of you.
And we didn't mind it. I mean, you know, when you get up to that point, you got so many write-offs and so much stuff. I mean, yeah, actually, you know, once you get up to $250,000 or $500,000 a year, there's a lot of room to play around and still live like kings. And what bothers me is that so many people out here sit around, and farmers, corn farmers, you know, and all these people out here, they just go on and on about Obama raising their taxes. Now, there is some sort of a ripple effect that's occurring. Now, I haven't seen anyone raise the tax. The county governments here in Jefferson County and the school districts, they're laying off workers rather than raise taxes. So it's sort of an interesting phenomenon, because what I find is the rich landowners, the people who have thousands of acres of corn, they run the school boards, and they don't want any of their property taxes on their farmland raised. See, but,
well, Mike, can I ask you a quick question?
Sure,
do these people ever, one time, to your knowledge, complain about having to pay taxes? So during the Bush era, you know, those 8 years when he was sending all his people to Iraq. And
there was
billions and billions of dollars. When they were watching CNN and watching those sand niggers, as they called them, get the shit bombed out of them on the CNN, when they sit there going, look at all my fucking tax dollars, look at it go up in smoke. When they said they weren't.
Matter
so it doesn't
fact,
have a fucking thing to do with taxes, all right?
Fact,
there's anything to do with the racist assholes that don't
as a matter of
pay
fact,
for
as
anybody.
As a matter of fact, it was God bless George Bush.
Well, you bet, because he's bombing sand niggers, and as long as you're bombing sand niggers, it doesn't matter how much money. But you sure as hell don't want to fund their health care.
I heard him say it in 2004. What?
Okay, I come from Montana, right?
I don't know. You have to tell me what. I don't.
I'm from
you're
Montana.
Telling the world. You don't need to tell everybody this, but go ahead. It's your business.
No, because I have a valid point.
All right.
I'm from Montana, and I went to public school systems all my life.
Yeah.
And we never paid a dime to go to school.
Yeah.
And
well,
a gal that works for me told me that she has to pay for her kids to go to public schools.
Right.
That baffles me.
I wrote a check for Chris and I wrote a check for $150 days ago.
You shouldn't have written it.
Dude, that's crazy.
Well,
that blows my mind.
I should not have done that.
Well, that's the next thing on the platform is free education. But right now we're talking about health care reform. I'd like to stay with that if we could.
Okay, sorry.
Well, go ahead. Hold on just a minute. There's another call online. I enjoy having callers because I'm a lonely guy out here in Jefferson County.
We know that. You're out in Egypt, so go ahead.
You have a 785. You're online. I'm not sure who you are, but it's an interesting phone number. 785, you're online. Feel free to speak up. Welcome to Radio Free Kansas. So, Mark, you want to keep it on the course, as usual, because you're a helmsman, and you want to keep it on health care reform.
Well,
I did not know that you'd had experiences in other countries like the Philippines, and That's cool. I think Mark. I think everybody should watch Michael Moore's Sicko. Why? Former Congressman Dr. Bill Roy has a great essay on the fighting cock flyer. Just scroll down a little bit. And he says, he tells Obama and the Congress, he says, go to Canada. Go to Canada. He says them in big letters, too. Go to Canada. Just go up to Canada. What is the big deal? I mean, Mark, what do you think? Is this?
Well, they got better health care up in Canada.
They have
better health care. We are number 37th in the world for health care.
Watch Fahrenheit 9/11.
You know, no, sicko.
Mark, I think we should be number 137th.
That Fahrenheit 9/11 says Canada's the place to be. They don't murder people. They got health care. Life is good.
True. That's what they say. You know, we're number 37th, just above Croatia in the old Soviet Union on health care. We're 37. I mean, come on.
That's pathetic.
We're supposed to be one of the world's
bullies.
But we're supposed to be one of the most powerful nations in the world, and we can't even take care of our own people. And the reason we can't take care of our own people, it's because of our own people. Selfishness, self-centered, and capitalism. They're worrying about spending money taking care of Joe Blow down the street. Why should I take care of him? He's not taking care of me. And there we are. There's the word, me. Me, 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 me. You know? It's not like Canada where it's, you know, I don't mind helping my neighbor out, my fellow citizen. You know, I've heard people on, I get all these emails about being patriotic and, stand behind our government and stand behind our country. Well, okay,
that's only so you go out and kill sand niggers.
I'll stand behind my thing,
but what's really not patriotic and it's almost borderline being a traitor is when you turn your back on your fellow citizen.
Amen.
That's being a traitor. When you turn your back on your fellow citizen who has cancer, he or she can't afford the health care to get it taken care of. That's being a traitor. That's not being a patriot. That's not being a citizen. That's being a self-centered, selfish
being a citizen individual, in the United States.
Individual person. That's what needs to be changed.
You think this is Europe?
Is trying to change. Now shut up.
We don't want to change in this country. We want to keep everything exactly like it is.
Well,
we can't. They call that stagnation. We want to be a stagnation.
Hey, Mark.
Hey,
Mark. Check this out, Mark. Dean, could you talk a little bit, Dean, about your experience with the free health clinic in the last? Now you were doing your residency or your internship.
Yeah.
And by the way, 785.
That was pretty eye opening.
Hold on. Well, hold on just a minute. 785. You are on air. If you're listening in, that's okay. You can jump in. But Dean, could you talk about that? What was it like working at a free health clinic in the deep inner city of Kansas City?
It was pretty disheartening because there was huge waiting lists. You know, people couldn't get in for months. Some of them 6 months, 7 months, just to see a dentist or something. Just to go get your teeth cleaned. You had to wait 6 months, sometimes a year. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, they couldn't get in. Once they got in, they were like, you know, desperate because they hadn't been to a doctor or got any kind of health care for
This is the only free clinic around, isn't it? It's the only free clinic.
Right, yeah. There was people coming from other states.
The Republicans say this is the future of health care, what you're describing.
There were people coming all the way from South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, coming from Arkansas, driving all the way to go to that clinic. And they never turned any of those people down. Most of them were coming from the Kansas City metropolitan area, but They didn't turn. And then, of course, there's a lot of people that came in that were illegal aliens. They came in these spaceships, and they landed on the roof of the building. And, but the clinic saw them, too. And they also... And they also saw junkies. They also saw junkies, junkies that came in for needle exchanges and stuff, which is totally illegal. But
let me
they
ask you
went
something.
Ahead and gave them clean needles and.
Okay.
God bless you, Dean.
Now I'm gonna
be a great, great place to be. I tell you, there's a lot of caring people there. Over 900. There was 1,000 staff. Only 100 were paid. There were 900 of them. 90% were volunteers.
God bless them.
Including myself. 90, and most of them were a lot of students and everything.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it was a very cool place to be.
I'm going to stifle you guys here for a minute. Now, Dean, let me ask you a question here. If you had 200 clinics like that in the city, would you be inundated like that?
Would I be what?
Inundated. Overwhelmed. If you had 200 free clinics in the city, would you guys be overwhelmed like that?
Four blocks apart, right, Mark? Four blocks apart.
Four blocks apart.
I don't think. I mean,
well, hell no.
Probably not. There'd be enough clinics there, but who can afford that? That place has grant money.
HR 3200.
A whole slew of grant writers just to get money. They raised over $10 million a year, and they still can't. They've got like every kind of health service there you can imagine, and huge waiting list. The waiting room's packed every day because there's so many people that are losing their health care, don't have health care, and there's illegal aliens that are coming down from the skies, and those people don't have health care.
200 states that there will be a health care clinic, free clinic, 400 feet from each other. That's what states.
There just needs to be as many health clinics as necessary to service whoever. And there doesn't need to be any private frickin' health care. There needs to be public health care, period.
Don't you think the government needs to crack down on the illegal aliens that come in here, too?
Why? They're human beings.
Most of them, we stole their land. They're working for under minimum wage. You know, it's like they're in some of the most dangerous jobs possible. Well, that's okay. We'll let them do that, but...
No, I disagree. I think the illegal aliens that land on your rooftops with this fine saucer, yeah, they should be taken care of, too. They're human beings.
Sure.
When the American citizen goes to France to get health care, because France doesn't care what your nationality is. You're a human being. It's basic human rights.
Mexico just legalized personal use of any drug. That's what they need to do here.
Amen,
you know,
brother.
Well, then,
any drug. You're not going
to
get busted for that. Here we have private corporations running the penal systems. They got judges have stock in the freaking companies for private penal systems. It's a warehouse, and there's so many. Over 60% of the people incarcerated are on personal possession drug charges. It's sick because it makes money for them.
Yep.
Anywhere someone can make money, that's what America's about. It's not about helping anybody. It's about making money.
Yep.
And these people rubbing their guns are dreaming of making money. And they don't want to help out anybody that isn't their type.
Right.
Because they're just like, well, our family and everything, that's it. We don't care about anybody else because those people are, you know, foreigners, you know. Even if they live in this country, you know, they're slaves or they're illegal slaves or whatever, you know, that's how they look at it. They look at themselves as white-skinned privileged people that can rub their guns and live in the country, and they don't want to see any encroachment of that at all because, God forbid, they would have to rub shoulders with their fellow human. But what, I mean, they're antisocial. They're beyond being selfish. They have antisocial personality disorder.
And you're right. It's all about money.
Anyone, go ahead.
And somebody that possesses marijuana, and I have proven facts on this, does more time than pedophile child molester that sodomizes a young girl does less time than somebody with possession of marijuana.
Okay.
And that's not
right.
Justice stands for just us rich folk. And if you have enough money, you can kill your wife.
All right, so
Texas. That's got to be Texas.
Look, should this be the healthcare reform situation we got going on here? This is the big issue. This is the big hurdle. And once we get over this hurdle about healthcare, the education and fair housing will follow. I said this in 2008, and I'm going to say it again. Obama is kick-starting a evolution, not revolution, but a evolution form of government, where the government's going to be more involved what's going on in our societies. And healthcare reform is the first step.
I agree, but I don't think it's happening. I don't think the grassroots. I mean,
everybody's,
I think the teabaggers and these people out here disrupting these meetings, they're consciously targeted by the right-wing media, Fox News and Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh. They've targeted these town hall meetings. Let's be real, Mark. Our congressman, well, not mine, but yours, in the 3rd District, Dennis Moore, quit doing. He may have a town hall meeting, but he canceled the one he had because he got 3 threats of violence and had to call the United States Marshals and the law enforcement people in because he felt threatened.
Who's doing
violence? That's Dennis Moore, your congressman.
No. Who's making these threats?
Republicans.
Well, I don't know who's making them, but I'm telling you.
Let me tell you something. In the last 3
they're
months.
They're whipping them up. They're whipping these people
the
up.
The last 3 months, the healthcare industry.
Look, dude, let me finish. This is, you know, when Dr. George Tiller got killed, I swear to you, that was a moment in history that all of us will learn to remember, because I believe that when Dr. George Tiller got killed was similar to what happened when Abraham Lincoln was killed. Now, that's another Republican we might remember. And I do believe that, you know, that crushed the chances for Reconstruction.
Amen.
And for 20 years, the federal government tried to allow blacks to have the right to vote in the South after the Civil War. And they didn't succeed. And this is the stakes involved. Healthcare reform, yes. And we need to fight for it. But the grassroots, I don't think we're doing it. And George Tiller getting killed, shot in the head in his own church, is, to me, the equivalent of the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. It could be the swing, the right-wing swing back to barbaric fascism. And
amen.
Dean, I'd be interested in hearing what you say.
I think it's going to be that way. Well, I think it's the H.R. 3200 is going to pass. It is going to pass. And I already stated that they will do it without the Republican support. And they only need 50 votes, and they got that. It's going to pass. It's the first step. Dr. Tillerman, he did a great service for the women of this country. And, yes, he is a martyr and an icon for public health.
Amen.
But we need to move forward. Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican president elected to the White House. And when he got into that White House, he faced with one of the greatest wars this country ever saw, the Civil War, over racism, over slavery, not health care. Something more monumental than health care, over slavery. We are talking about health care. Okay? Health care.
I think we need to stay
focused that this is one of the biggest hurdles that Obama, our president, is going to go over. And then the next hurdle is going to be education and affordable housing. Is our government become socialism? No. It's going to be social. And I really do firmly believe
that in the events that happen here in the next few months is going to be a very dramatic change in our government, in our form of government. And the right now, the right-wing people, the Republicans, are fighting it. Now, you have to understand about the Republicans. Most of them are over the age of 50, veterans of war, extreme believers in the word of the Constitution to the T. I mean, for crying out loud, you have these goddamn crazy people taking guns to a healthcare town hall meeting to express their concerns about the Second Amendment, you know.
As if that was a big issue.
Well, that's not the issue. The issue is we need health care reform. It's not just the health care. It's just not about people being able to go to a doctor or go to a dentist or to a optometrist to get their, you know, take care of their health care. It's the thing of making our government take charge to put capitalism in check. The French Revolution, Robespierre said it better than anybody. Capitalists, yes, we welcome them with open arms, but we are going to put them in check to ensure that their money does not empower our government.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on this, but I'm worried that the backlash could be much worse than what we expect. Hello?
There's 300 million people, with about maybe 8% of these people, but that's still 25 million. A lot of people with fertilizer bombs and AK-47s and whatever, assault rifles and shit. Anyway, I don't know.
Well, that's the Second Amendment right. No, you want to talk about healthcare reform?
They're basically wanting to kill people with a mark. They're not just wanting to defend themselves against an invading force or whatever. They're wanting to kill, you know, people.
You know what?
Well, like doctors, for example.
Yeah, let's kill doctors, because doctors are, you know, those are enemies of the state, right? You're going to kill them.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The AMA and the ARRP, which I am a proud member of, support health care reform. And I don't know about these gun-toting crazies.
Psychos.
You know, that want to go around killing it, as you say. I mean, there's a lot. If that's what you're telling me is that 25 million have guns, they want to go out and kill everybody. Well, bring them on. Let them do it. If that's what they want to do, but I guarantee you they will be shut down very quickly.
Oh, I'm sure they will. It'll be mowed down, I'm sure, but, you know.
Well, okay, let's get realistic.
But Chuck,
you know,
Norris is going to lead the pack, and they're going to all take over Texas.
You know, I don't want to talk about
I wish they would just give them Texas, and then we could just have them all move down there and get them. Then they'd be between the United States' new socialist order and Mexico, which whatever the hell that's going to be. And maybe they'd have to go to Mexico to work as wage slaves for Mexico. Because, you know, what are the taxes? How are they going to defend themselves against Mexico? You know, they'd be like, well, we're just a bunch of reactionary nation here. And it's like, you know, hell, they'd probably, well, they'd have to build a 50-foot wall just to protect themselves against the Mexicans. The U.S. wouldn't help them out. They'd all have their little rifles and going out and blowing up their little fertilizer bombs, and then, you know, it'd be a nightmare for them, boy. It'd be sandwiched in between. That's what Chuck Norris wants to do.
In 1821, when the Battle of the Alamo was going on, if there was a back door to the Alamo, Texas would still be part of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, you know.
Yeah, well, let them fight the Mexicans and the new socialist United States and Canada. Let them just sandwich them in between it. You know, there could be room for 30 million in Texas.
You're just steering it off once again to the outer space. But, I mean, you know,
back on healthcare reform.
Let's think about this. I mean, let's go on. All right, illegal aliens. Can we, you know, there's a big right-wing offensive against the health care plans. There are five health care plans that I understand in Congress.
Yep.
Five. And none of them have anything about illegal immigrants. That's what Obama said.
You need to
Thursday. Now, wait a minute. Let me finish. And there's another one about abortion, the government paying free abortions for women who qualify. Now, on Channel 13, WIBW, Channel 13, Topeka, Kansas.
That is not in that bill whatsoever.
They said it's not in there, but it's left in the open. That's WIBW whipping up Grandma and Grandpa Lizer and getting everybody upset. No one even brought up abortion. Now, I don't think... I think that illegal immigrants and women seeking abortions should be federally funded. But you see, that's not even part of it. These people in Congress, the right wing and the left wing, or you should say the right left wing, you know, that's not even written in the plans. And yet, these people out here with guns and screaming about socialism and making President Obama look like the Joker out of the Batman movie, you know, these people are someone's ticking their buttons and really.
Do you think they would mind if they allowed the illegal aliens to run the death panels, and then they could, you know, if they like had abortions, they could, you know, it would be illegal aliens that would have abortions. So would they be against that? You know, be helping to keep the population of illegal aliens down. And then they would help run the death panels to kill off Grandma. I mean, do you think they would mind that if we put that in the bill? I agree. None of this shit's in the bill, but do you think that would make them happy?
Too much TV. They
only
need
abortions
to
and death panels for illegal aliens.
Well, these people are watching it, Mark. Whether you like it or not,
read the bill.
ACR 3200.
It's on the internet. Read it up. Read it. It's one thing.
Mark, when he said these people are watching it, what he meant was these people are watching Fox, because that's what it is.
Fox News. It's not allowed in my house.
That's Fox News. That's what they're watching.
Well, we don't watch Fox, so. I have no clue.
Well, they do. That's the point. That's the misinformation campaign is loud and clear.
Run by illegal aliens who had abortions.
I think that's probably true. I think they're working somewhere in the back room, sleeping up or something.
Toilets and fucking in the bathrooms. Excuse my language.
Right.
I have an intercourse in the bathroom.
They can
reproduce in fogs. Wait a minute. We have H.R. 3200 that's going to give us abortions now. You know, come on. I mean, this is all so, you know, I've been watching this stuff on news for the last couple of weeks. Death panels, you know, ex-Governor Palin of Alaska. You know, we have death panels. They're going to be panels of people who's going to decide whether or not anybody over the age of 65. Now, this is what she said. Anybody over the age of 65 who cannot afford to pay for their health care, there will be a death panel deciding whether or not to pull the medication or the instruments to keep them alive.
You know what's sad? These people over 65 will probably be lining up begging for a death panel because they're fucking so sad about what their country's turned into.
I think they should just turn them into illegal aliens, take their citizenships away.
You know, I've been watching
it. No, it's sad because this country should take care of our old people because they paved the way for us. And when an old person has to either get their prescriptions or groceries, that's sad to me. That makes me really sad.
Well, and you know, I think we should just not put death panels in the bill like what Obama wants.
Over 50% of all bankruptcies in the United States right now are over medical costs.
Yeah. Every 30 seconds. Every 30 seconds.
Bankrupt. Grandma and Grandpa are going bankrupt because they can't afford the nursing
home. Live.
That's the damn truth out here where I'm at, out here. No, it's not sad. It's something to get mad about.
Well, it's sad, though. Because my parents are in that category.
Well, you can get
in that category.
Get mad, baby. Get mad, sister.
Baby, I am mad.
We're mad. Well, of course we're mad. Yeah, that's why we're supporting H.R. 3200.
Mark, you and her both fought like hell, even despite Dean and I's sarcastic remarks about Obama. And I voted for Obama when it came down to nothing time. I voted for Obama. But I want to tell you something. He's running into some really serious shit. Another caller called in.
Hold
on, I'm going to open up the line. Here's another 785 line. 785.
I'm going to say something to you about 2008.
I got people that are calling in. They're not talking. That's
listening, Mike.
Let them on.
What? They're on, but they don't talk. Go ahead.
Listen to me. In 2008, when Danny and I were pushing for Obama, and I told you guys straight up, health care is going to be a big issue.
It's a big issue.
And I told you then, and I'll stand beside now, the private health insurance corporations are going to be non-existent. In 10 years from now, there won't be any. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, Obama knows this. But he's not taking the choice away from people. If they want to keep their private health insurance, they can. If they want the public option, it's available for them.
I know, Mark. You said that. You are correct. I hope that's the way it is. In England, they still have.
Be patient.
Hear me. I'm patient. But I'm with you. But these attacks by the right wing against this stuff. It's scary. It's scary.
Well, it's just attacks.
Guns?
Just words.
I'll tell you right now, it's only just begun, because if you think we're going to put up with a goddamn Obama health care plan.
Oh, it's Grandpa Weiser. He makes me hot. Give me some health care because I'm getting hot.
All these illegal aliens wanting health care from an alien himself.
Is this Grandpa Lizer?
Yep.
And are you still in the rock quarry, Grandpa Lizer?
I am buried, son. You'll never find my compound, I'll tell you right now. My Christian compound is underground.
Well, now, you were in a rock quarry in Northwest Jefferson County, what I last understand.
He done moved.
Well, that might be right, and it might be wrong. But my cornfield will not be attacked by these aliens.
Aliens? Now, it's been a long time.
They are
time.
Not going to find out where my cornfield is at, because that's what I got, and that's mine. Now, if you want to give all your money away to all these illegal aliens, then you go right ahead. But I'm not losing my cornfield.
Have you been watching President Obama on health care?
That goddamn Obamacare, we don't need none of that. We don't need no socialized communalism in this country. Do you understand me?
I'm starting to.
If you need a tooth pull, what are you going to do?
You can drink some corn whiskey.
You get a drink enough corn whiskey that you get some bliers, son, and you yank her on out. Now only a man will do that now.
Amen, brother.
Okay, well, that is called a public option.
That's called Grandpa Lies for President.
That's called a public option. What you do down your trailer to yourself is your business.
That's public option. You whatever you want to do. Yeah, grandpa lies. If you have an appendix attack and you get removed, what are you going to do?
He's going to take it out himself.
You're going to bite down that bone hard. That's what you're going to do.
I'm going to get me a glass of wine. I'll keep it open. The lines are open.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And if anybody's listening, Grandpa Lizer for president. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, we're not going to have a country to run for president. We're going to have a socialized, communalistic country. They're going to take over everything. And you'll be living in a compound somewhere run by this goddamn Obama. He'll be running it all. He'll be... Don't you know what he's tried to do? Haven't you figured out anything?
No, I don't have a clue, Grandpa Lizer. Fill me in, buddy.
I think Grandpa Lizer went to the piss house.
Old wise one, Lizer. I think the alien shit landed on him.
Well, anyway, H.R. 3200, which is a bill that's for the Health Reform Act, it's 1,108 pages.
Health Reform Act, my ass, that is nothing more than a socialistic, communistic plot to take over America. You understand, son? We're going to lose everything we've got.
What do we got?
We ain't got shit.
We've got plenty of brownbacks coming in to work our cornfields. We just got to get them out there and get all our horses and get them to work. That's all we got to do.
We need whiskey.
Well,
we got to produce corn whiskey in this part of the country.
Shoot them. If they get sick, shoot them. Really
yeah, busy. I would say if you got a slave, you shoot them if they're sick. You don't waste time. You get back out in the cornfield and you work.
Amen, Lizer. You the man.
Oh, well, I guess the words, the emancipation of a proclamation don't mean shit to you, do does it? Civil War don't mean anything to you, Grandpa Lizer?
That's what's wrong with this country is we lost the Civil War. Now, we got to gain back what we lost and get the Dixie flag flying again. Now, haven't you heard a thing I'm saying? That them Yankees came down, they took our land, and they turned it into some, I don't know what, it's for the poor and all these people coming in from all over the place, and they're taking over, and we gotta get our country back. For Dixie, goddammit, for Dixie.
Well,
because that is the founding fathers. The founding fathers set up this country for Dixie.
For Dixie whiskey.
Okay, so what do you think about the Health Reform Act?
My God, haven't you heard anything I said? Obama is just trying to get this country destroyed and turn it into a socialistic country. And he's going to take all the corn whiskey away. All of it.
Well, is that a bad thing?
No, it's sad.
Well, it will be for me because I'm not going to have that happen, son. They're not gonna pry that corn whiskey out of my cold dead hand, I'll tell you right now.
Well, if you're dead, you don't need it.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna be dead, son, and I got me a whole stockpile of weapons that I gone down to the gun show just last weekend and I stockpiled all kinds of weapons, all right? And I'm going to supply each and every one of my comrades over here to go to the town hall meetings and take them weapons and let's get serious about this. Do we really want to see a president like Obama take over the country? Do we really want to see that? I don't think so.
5410, you're on air on line 3. Go ahead, Grandpa Lester, you sick individual.
Dude, Grandpa Lizer rocks.
Are you sick?
He's got an AK in one hand and a bottle of corn whiskey in the other, and he's town meeting bound.
Hello?
Now, what are you talking about some house bill for?
House meeting.
Are you in that trailer?
Am I? Yeah, I'm in a trailer.
Is Grandpa Lizer in a trailer? Grandpa Lizer ain't talking.
Grandpa Lizer's in an underground trailer.
I'm in an underground compound, and no one's going to find me. Not the UN, not the aliens, and not any of them goddamn Obama supporters. You got right now, I'm going to fortify my compound, and I'm going to make damn sure that you aren't going to be able to find me.
What do you, Grandpa Lizer, do you think of the Obama victory, and do you still consider
victory,
Obama?
I don't think he's a victor of
Obama
anything.
Obama out of space.
He's not even from this country. He's from some place called Hawaii. Yeah, in the middle of the ocean somewhere. He's like,
he's
probably swam all the way here.
Is it
like
true?
Caleb. He's illegal alien.
Crawled up out of some black lagoon or something. I don't know.
Do you think it's possible his mother posed for naked pictures?
God, I hope so. You go, girl. Get her done. Who
he's
gives
dead.
A shit? Who cares?
I'm waiting for Grandpa.
I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt that one minute.
He's got the issue.
You think his mother was an alien?
Hey, I'm in the shower.
I think he is an alien. I think he is an illegal alien.
Barack Hussein?
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Hello?
This is Mike.
Yes?
I don't want to be on air, Uncle Mike.
Is that Deanne?
Yes.
Oh, Deanne. This is Uncle Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, hon.
And your Aunt Danny. You've never met me.
No, I don't think I have. So I've been meeting a lot of people I don't know, like Melinda. I just met, or I can start talking, Melinda, is that her name? I started talking to her today.
Another call, 785.
It's Dad. I made Dad call back in.
Deanne. Deanne, what do you think about the health care reform?
I think that everybody should have health care and it should be free and that doctors should raise or lower their prices because it's ridiculous. Because my mom is dead because she couldn't get health insurance for 6 months after she got cancer. So she would have had a better chance if we would have had health care that was affordable because she wouldn't go to the doctor because she couldn't afford it and she waited until her husband got her insurance.
Do you hear what this goddamn Obama has done? He's brainwashed every one of you. Every one of you.
The end. So if it was free health care, you think your mom would probably still be alive?
I'm gonna mute Doctor. I'm gonna mute Grandpa Lizer. Grandpa Lizer, I'm sorry, you're muted. I want to hear the story from our sister. Hold on.
Yeah. Let me ask you something.
Yeah,
if you think if we had free health care when your mom had cancer, do you feel that she'd have a better chance?
Oh, yeah, she would have, because then she would have only had stage 2 cancer instead of stage 4 when they started treating her. And at stage 4, it's terminal. There was no turning it around. And, I mean, she didn't want the bills, so she didn't go in, and so she waited and waited and waited, and then finally she got health care. She went in, and the doctor said it was just too late.
I'm sorry.
I'll start.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm pissed off because, you know, if we had the public option at this at the time that your mom had cancer, she could possibly still be alive right now.
Yeah, then she would have had a 5 to 10 year chance or survival rate, but instead they gave her 3 months.
So the health insurance companies basically have a death panel. A death panel saying that, well, you know, the survivability rate of your type of cancer is low, so we really can't do anything for you.
They wouldn't do anything for her anyway. I mean, because she didn't want the bills. I mean, she wouldn't go to the doctor because she didn't want to have to pay out of pocket. And she couldn't, they were hardly, you know, affording their bills as it was because she couldn't work because she was so sick, so it was just her husband's income. And so she didn't want to build any more, you know, bills on them that they couldn't afford, so she wouldn't go until his insurance went into effect. I mean, it's just conscience of their credit is what, why she didn't go to the doctor, because it's too expensive to afford out of pocket. And then on top of that, there's a K-State professor here that I know very well, and he was diagnosed with kidney cancer. He waited 6 months until he got help from the state, and the state wouldn't help him because he had to go through all the procedures and applying for disability and everything before they'd help pay for his medical. And now he's terminal.
That's sad. Our
country is... Okay, this is why H.R. 3200 is very important for it to be passed. It's called, you know, the public option is that people like your mom, who, God bless her soul, and this professor who's going through his cancer treatment don't have to worry about the money, you know. Mike, you're the host. This is what I'm talking about. This is one of the stories that is coming from us, from a family member. We lost a family member because of the health care industry would not cover them.
Amen.
I'm sorry, Deanne.
Me too.
What really bothers me about the whole thing is the... can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me? You know what bothers me is that when Gerald died, I don't even think he got enough health care that he needed. But, you know, here we have an old veteran from the Korean War, and we have our own relatives, our extended relatives, protesting or sending out emails. Now, they don't get out there on the streets yet, but they're out there sending emails, horrible emails, to try to stop public health care for all people. And they deny, they say, we don't want a socialist America, but Veterans Administration, Veterans Benefits, Medicaid, Social Security, all these things are socialistic. And it's horrible that someone like Teresa, you remember Teresa, Mark, remember?
Yeah.
That's who Deanne's talking about.
No, I
it's
know.
It's horrible. Huh? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, it's horrible to hear that Teresa didn't get the important health care at the end of her life.
That she deserved.
She deserved comfort. She deserved, you know, she deserved,
well,
maybe, actually, early diagnosis.
Tens of thousands of Teresa's out. And this is why we need to fight for H.R.
No, let's get dirty. Let's get down and dirty. Deanne, are you still on? Deanne, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What kind of cancer was it, sister?
It started out as ovarian cancer, and since she didn't get treated for it, you know, immediately, cancer fluid spread, and like she swelled up like she was like 9 months pregnant, and it ended up the cancer fluid attached cancer cells to like
ovarian cancer early diagnosed early. I mean, we're talking very early. It's treatable.
Yeah, and that's when she knew something was wrong. She was at stage two, but she wouldn't go to the doctor because she didn't have insurance, and then they didn't get insurance until she was stage four, and that's terminal.
Right. Yeah, you can do a stage, what you call stage one, Chris, you know, Chris. Well,
basically,
all
what's
guys
going
Chris,
on here with
he,
Teresa?
Hold on, let's talk.
The,
we're all going to get. Let's. We've only got about 10 more minutes. Chris had cervical cancer, and it because she's a doctor, she knew to get it diagnosed early, and she did, and it was treated. Then she had thyroid cancer, and it was treated. But this is not for the vast amount of people out here. Most people don't get that kind of care. They don't have the skills capable to diagnose themselves, and realize they have to do certain things. You know, they have to get, they have to go in, they have to have surgery. And most people don't accept that, and, nor do they have insurance, and they always worry about the money. But what I'm trying to tell you is that this is a good example of what happened to Teresa. Is a good example of why we have to have health care for the drug addicts and all the people who feel sick. Walk in, like you said, Mark. You know, every four blocks there's a clinic where people can walk in. Just think of the problems are in our prison society and things that could be solved if there was health care, no matter who it is. Just think of how many problems we have in our society today that could be at least not cured, but at least managed better than throwing people in prison and letting them die in their homes because they couldn't come, as in Teresa's case.
And they feel valued.
Say that again, sister. What?
And make you feel valued in some way as a human being.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very important that H.R. 3200 needs to be passed.
Mark, I don't know if that's the answer.
It needs to be passed. It's called.
I think we need to get out there to our representatives. I know Todd Teahart in Western Kansas and Congressman Jenkins. Our Republican, you know, let's face it. In Kansas, we have a unanimous Republican congressional delegation, and they're all
against. We're not talking about Republicans.
Oh, no, don't interrupt me. They're all against Obama's health care. Let's get over it. This is Kansas. They're all Republicans, except for Dennis Moore. He's the only one. And he was threatened with physical violence that he had to report to the police, and he didn't hold a listening meeting. Dennis Moore in Johnson County. That's the only Democrat, senator, or congressman.
Mike.
Let's get real. These people in Kansas that run this state government, these goddamn Republicans have got a stranglehold over not only Deanne's mother and other people in the state. They're literally killing people. These Republicans, like George Tiller, look at Dr. George Tiller. He's a Republican. These people in the state government and the federal government, Senator Pat Roberts, let's name him. I'll name him Senator Pat Roberts. Senator future Governor Brownback. Senator Brownback running for governor. Senator
Moran, take kickbacks from the
Congressman
major
Jerry Moran. Congressman Todd Teahart, Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins. This is a machine, a political machine based on the dead bones of our relatives. These people are going to kill us. They're going to kill us. They're dead. They're hellbound, determined to kill us, and we aren't fighting back. We've got to fight back, brother.
Guess what, Mike?
Let me interrupt. You're not going to fight back until you get the people that are elected to quit letting these corporations contribute money and control what they do when they're elected.
But you guys, Obama won.
We don't have this shit to do in Kansas, honey.
But
we
got to
fight Kansas.
But Obama won. Enough people
Obama
voted
won.
For
that
him
mean
if
shit.
They back him.
That doesn't mean shit in Kansas. Obama won. Hell, Sebelius left. Sebelius left.
Okay, I just wanted to say it.
The Democratic Party in this state is abandoned. We have, if, I don't want to support the Democratic Party, but I have to. But I'll tell you straight now, the Republicans are moving in. Here's what happens when you lose a war. Okay, Obama won. You know what happens when you lose a war? You retreat. And where do you think they're retreating to? They're retreating to places like Wyoming, Montana, South Dakota, Kansas. They're retreating to the so-called red states. And in this state, the reddest of the red, they're coming back in spades.
Well,
sister,
that's sad.
And
but
brothers.
Can I say one
no, it's not sad.
Thing?
It's not sad. It's a time to defeat. I want you to listen. It's my show, and I'm telling you. And I got my brothers and sisters on here. I'm telling you, this is a serious time to fight back. It really is a serious time to fight back. This is not the time to think the Obama's going to fix anything here in Kansas. Not a damn,
no,
not
I was
a damn
just
thing.
Thinking optimistic because he did win. And I think that I'm just trying to be optimistic, but I do want to say to Deanne, God bless you, girl.
All right.
And my mom fought cancer, and I feel your pain, and I'm really sorry that our country's that screwed up. God bless.
Well, see, I think we should just have my country, which we just, everybody save your milk jugs, and we'll tie them together and, like, put them in the ocean, and we'll have a share country where everybody puts in their own trade. Everybody has everything. And there's no greed, no money. If you need food, then the farmer's going to give you food. And if the doctor, you know, you need health care, the doctor's going to give it to you. Screw this fucking greed crap.
Thing I've heard all my.
Amen, girlfriend.
Well, it starts with the premiums that we're forced to pay for our own insurance.
Well,
we got
about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to say something real quick here. It's too bad that we are the most powerful country in the world and that we haven't realized that public health is the most important thing that we need to do. Britain, France, Italy, Spain, Australia, Mexico, Philippines, Japan,
Zimbabwe,
they all do it. They care about their people. The government cares about their people because the people is what makes the government. If you don't take care of them, they won't take care of you. That's all I got to say about it.
Great.
HR 3200 needs to pass.
All right. Okay. Thank
well,
you, Mark.
Unfortunately,
that number.
Unfortunately, the people take
I'm
care of our elected officials.
Matthew, you get a minute. I've got 7 minutes. My show's over. Go ahead, Matthew.
Unfortunately, what's being overlooked here, I'll give you an example. The gas prices are at the rate they are, unjust, really. And the only reason they're that way is because the people that own those refineries and the oil companies have pressured the so-called elected officials we have put into the offices to represent us, but they don't. If you would take the time to get on the internet and look at all the politicians and their major contributors and see who contributes the vast amount of campaign money to them, you will start figuring out why they allow insurance premiums to go to an outrageous point. Obama gives a corporation money, and then the CEO of that certain company, and I'm not going to say it on the air, takes a $10 million bonus and then splits. So the point is, you got to start with the people you put into the elected offices. You can't have ex-presidents of companies, even attorneys, or anybody that has been inflicted with greed in there because they are not going to be in there for the best interest of the people of this country. That is the main problem with this country, the health care, the cost of living, the cost of a loaf of bread, has went up enormously in the last few years. The milk, all of the essentials, that is the main problem. It's not the lack of the substance to make those products at all. It's the greed of the people that are sitting in there representing us that needs to be out of there. You need people that have struggled, people that knows what it's like to be hard to core and live hard and live and have a taste of poverty in there representing the people. Not a bunch of greedy, money warmongering, money hungry politicians, because they don't have your interest at all. And if you think they do, you know,
why do
don't
people
stick your head in the sand and keep it there, because that's where you belong, if that's the way you think, in my opinion. My opinion is, I've watched things over the years, and even through the hell I put myself through, I've watched things and noticed things and read things and seen things with my own eyes. That I went to the East Coast a few years ago on just a road trip, and in the coast on by the refineries, there's major tankers just sitting out there idle and waiting to empty oil.
This,
okay?
But
they say we got to pay $3 or $2.50 a gallon of gas, when just a few years ago, the gas was 99 cents a gallon. And there is not this, I don't want to, this Iraq war is not the cause of it. The cause is greed.
No,
the bottom line is your insurance premiums have skyrocketed because of greed.
No, I know. I'm sorry. Hold on. I want to go on down the line to Deanne. Deanne, are you still online? You there, sister?
Yeah, still here.
You want to go? I got a minute. I got 3 minutes. You got a minute before I
go? Yeah, I got it.
So give me something.
Revolution.
No. Now, I don't know which line to shut off there. Matthew, I'm going to count on letting your sister talk. Go ahead, Deanne. Say something.
Well, I just want to say it is greed. It all is greed. And the government needs to start looking at, you know, what we the people need and not what, you know, some other country needs and how much their income is for sitting in Senate. I mean, like back, you know, when the Constitution, you know, the Declaration of Independence was made, it was in a farmer and a clerk from a store. They all got together once a month and they made the laws. I mean, but they still had other jobs. They didn't get paid to make those laws. I mean, why can't it go back to the way it was? I mean, like, if our founders of this country, seeing the way things were going right now, they would not agree. They'd be in tears. They'd be shaking their head in disbelief.
I love hearing this.
Hey, keep going. I want her to talk.
Keep going, Deanne, because I'm really loving hearing this.
Oh, I see now who it is. Hold on. Go ahead, Deanne. Hold on just a minute. We got just a minute. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't know who to mute on there. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead.
I really just think it needs to be less, you know, government. I mean, how much money do we put in the government? I'm having offsets on my taxes because I have student loans to pay, but I can't afford health care insurance. My dog chewed up my glasses, so I have to go to work with blind because I can't afford it. But, you know, they're going to take my tax return money because I can't pay off my student loan, even though I'm having to get food stamps and everything else from the government to even make it. It just,
right.
It doesn't work. The system does not work, and they need to reevaluate it all. I mean, how much does a judge get paid? And to sit there, and he's not even doing labor. It's not hurting his body, but he gets paid boo-hoo money. And then you have these guys out building houses and stuff. They're destroying their bodies doing it, destroying their bodies, putting so much wear on their joints and everything, but they get paid, like, $10 an hour. It's not. It's just, none of it makes any sense to me, and I think the government needs to just rethink the whole thing. It needs to be taken down and built right back up.
Well, right on, sister. I've only got 30 seconds, and thank you for so much, Deanne, for calling in. I really mean that. Thank you. I noticed you were on for a long time in this world, you didn't talk. But you don't need to feel that way in the future. And thank you. And I will play a lot more music and stuff. And Dean is on air, and you've got 30 seconds, buddy. You want to say something?
I want to say that I hope they can figure this out and get some health care for people, but it seems like a big struggle in this country because nobody wants socialism.
Yeah.
Anti-socialism. Anti-social.
It's crazy, brother. Hey, I'll call you after the show. Thanks for calling in. Hey, folks, listen in. Always email me with your links. If you think there's something great, send me something at bluebarnnewscentral@gmail.com. And thank you for listening in. Many of these are my friends. They're old guns. I love you. Mike Cadell signing off for Radio Free Kansas. Good night.